North Sunshine Eagles prezenton trofejt për lojtarët e dalluar. Klubi futbolistik Shqiponia këtë vit feston 40 vjetorin e themelimit. Klubi ka një histori të lavdishme që bën krenar të gjithë shqiptarët në Australi. Është merite shumë brezave nga themelimi i kësaj skuadre deri më tani që kanë ditur të mbajnë gjallë klubin. Motoja e klubit ka qenë dhe është t'i bashkojë të gjithë shqiptarët nga të gjitha krainat. Sukseset e pafundme nuk do të ishin pa mbështetjen e mira sportdashësve, të cilët përjetësisht u janë bërë të pandar Shqiponjës. Ne intervistuam Sejla Redinin, njërin nga themelusit e klubit dhe kryetarin Shpëtim Alimi. Juftoni vazhdim të ndjekim intervistat pra që zhvilluam në natën e ndaljes së trofeve. Dëgjues ndëruar, gjendemi në Epping, Manuson High, ku sonte klubi futbollistik Shqiponia, North Sunshine Eagles nga St. Albans, është duke bërë ndarjen e trofeve. Bashkë me dëgjuesin imi këtu është edhe Sela Redini. Sela është kanë histori e cila ndërlidhet me klubin futbollistik North Sunshine Eagles. Sela, do na tregosh sonte se si ndihesh? Është kjo një histori me të vërtetë e veçantë për ty, pasi ti je me këtë klub që tani e 40 vite.
Po, e vërtetës, kam fillu që vitin e 76-në, kur është formu Shqiponia, klubi futbolistik Shqiponia. Jam një nga iniciatorët, mi që kemi fillu me ashtu. Kam qenë si, natyrisht, si lojtar, në fillim, po ashtu kam qenë në këshill, antari këshillit.
Si erdhi deri te kjo, dhe si erdhi te ideja që të krijohet klubi futbollistik në Shqipëri? A ke qenë te sigurisht tek ka pas edhe futbollistë të tjerë se sigurisht jeni takuar bashkë dhe keni vendosur çta formoni klubin futbollistik në Sunshine Eagles. Si erdhi deri te ide? Kush ishin ata iniciatorët e tjerë se të ishin së bashku me ty në atë kohë?
Atko ne si shqiptarë nuk kem pas shumë kushte që të takohemi edhe natyrisht na duheshe diçka që të na bashkoj popullin shqiptar. Kështu që kemi bisedu në fillim me shqyqiri Pashalajn, ku atko ka qenë, edhe kemi bisedu shumë erë që si mund të formojmë diçka që na t'i përheqim krej shqiptar, t'i bashkojmë shqiptar. Kështu që herdhë në të vendim që ta hapim një klub shqiptar, një klub sportiv ku s'ka pas përçarje të sjellë popullin, kështu që vendosëm që ta hapim atë një klub shqiptar.
Sporti gjithmonë i bashkon njerëzit. Në atë kohë 76, domethënë kemi 40 vite. Nuk ka pas ashtej për shqiptar. Si u takosh në atë kohë?
Jo, ka pas një numër i madh shqiptar aty, sidomos në Jaravill në Futskraj në ato vise, ka pas mja shqiptar, unë që di, si nga Prespa, ka pas nga Malizi, do me thënë, ka pas një numër i madh shqiptarë, mirë po, si që thash për para, që nuk kem pas kushe që na të bashkojme, të bashkëpunojme, kështu që ishim të përçam. Kuru formu klubi sportiv Shqiponia, njerëzit duhet filluan të bashkojnë, të bashkëpunojme, që të kishim diçka edhe ne si popujt e tjerë.
Fillimisht klubi ka qenë në Futskraj, Jaravell, apo ka qenë me bazë në St. Albans?
Po, në fillim kemi pas në Jaravell. Kemi luajt atje deri në vitin besoj se 85-shin. Edhe mastaj kemi hingë prej atje në Kilo, edhe ma në fund arrim në St. Albans, e tash ku jemi atje.
Tani 20 vite, si do të përshkruani klubin futbollistik North Sunshine Eagles? Para 20 viteve deri më sot, të arriturat e klubit.
Në fillim tani s'kemi pas kushte siç duheshin, që siç i kemi sot. S'kemi pas shembull klubi s'ka pas ndërtesë në fushë atje. Si lojtar na i kemi përdorë në për pemje, mi ndru me gdresa, me gjane që kur duheshe që lujmë. Kështu që në fillim ka qenë shumë primitiv. Vështirë, kurse siç vim tash, natyrisht kemi një sukses shumë të mirë. ku natyrisht bashkëpunimi, rinia ku e ka marrë Norzim, do me thënë kjo të regon që klubi u dhe heqet në rrugë të drejtë edhe prandaj edhe I kemi sukseset sot.
Sukseset arjen me punë. A keni mendu do njerë se klubi do të arjen në këtë rang në cilin është sot?
Unë e kam pas atë dëshire, e kam dash me gjithë dëshire që ta vështoj klubi një ditë që të arri në këtë ligë ku jemi sot. Mirë po, si shtash në fillim ishte pak zor, po nga dal durimi edhe bashkëpunimi e tregon suksesin sot.
Ju në fillim ishte keni filluar si futbolist, pas ta keni qenë kryesinë e klubit, keni luajtur dhe në vitin 1976 dhe në vitin 1992, pas të largoni, por largoni në një falloj mënyre, por gjithmonë keni qenë me klubin. Sot e kësa dite, jeni njerë ndër sponsorët e kryesor të klubit.
Sani, si të them, ky klub është e kam në zemër, unë di se si thash që në fillim s'kemi pas askur gjë. Ky klub tregon një histori për popullin shqiptar, ku jemi mundu që në fillim të bashkojmë shqiptarët, pamarsysh nga cila anë në Ukrainë, edhe për mua kjo është një kënaqësi, edhe ky klub e kam në zemër, unë asnjëherë s'mund ta haroj. Edhe prandaj që unë asnjëherë nuk jam përheqë nga ky klub, edhe kam ndihmuar, edhe do ndihmoj edhe për shumë vjet të ardhme.
Sonny, the night is probably, I'd say, the most important night on our calendar. The end of a very hard year where not only the players, the volunteers, the committee who work very hard all year, we finally get to sit down and enjoy the successes that the club has enjoyed for the year and for the previous years and the years ahead. Tonight's all about the committee, the volunteers and the players, and we like to award them with appreciation trophies, the players with their participation trophies. It's just a good night for the club to come together, let their hair down and celebrate a very long year in football.
It's for the juniors, for the seniors, for everybody. It's really good to be recognized for the work and for everything what they've done for the club. Season 2015-2016 for the North Russian Eagles, you know, you started with a minus 12 point. You ended up on third place in the ladder. Is that right?
Yes.
How would you describe? Is it good success for you or you could have done it better?
No, to be honest, it's a fantastic success. I mean, look, most clubs who start the year like that, struggle to continue. I think this has really brought everybody together. Not only did we lose the 12 points, but we had 11 away games to start the season, now 11 home games to finish it off. So it hasn't slowed down at all for us. I mean, we've been busy for the last 11 weeks and the boys just kept winning. I think it was after maybe 10 games, we were already out of relegation and they just kept flying. I mean, it's fantastic. I don't think we could have expected anything more from the boys and from the members, the supporters and the volunteers.
Congratulations to the boys, to everybody who was involved with the North Russian Eagles for this season. I have to mention this as well, the St. Albans, where the North Russian Eagles is based, has a new facelift. Can you just tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so look, not only are we happy about the way the club is travelling, but the council is also very, very happy and very confident in what we're doing. They've spent $1.2 million on our facilities. We've got brand new club rooms, which we invite everybody next season to enjoy. Brand new change rooms. And now, next month, the council is going to give us a brand new soccer pitch, a professional grade soccer pitch. They're spending another $700,000. And the year after that, we're getting brand new lights. So we potentially can play night games on Friday nights as well. So, you know, it goes to show that everybody is on board with how things are going and everybody's extremely happy and so are we. We're happy we can deliver now state-of-the-art facilities at this level, not only for the football club but for the community.
Well, what do you think, you know, the role of the soccer club, especially in North Russian Eagles, for the Albanian community who lives in that part of the Melbourne, you know, does the soccer club bring them together?
Look, the soccer club definitely does. We got Albanians from all sides of Victoria coming to watch the games. They're all supporting the club heavily. And look, I don't think there's been a year where we've had so many Albanians in our team. I mean, 9 of our starting 11 are Albanians. So we couldn't be happier with the way the club is going. That's our aim. We want to support the Albanian community. You know, there was a time where we were going, you know, chasing the Albanian players, but now they're chasing us. And I think this is, you know, the greatest period for the club and the year ahead. This is what we wanted. This is where we are. And I think, you know, for the club and for the Albanian community, we've never been in a better position. And, you know, we'd love to get more support down at the club because, you know, the direction we're going in, it's, you know, we couldn't be happier.
Tell us a little bit more about the female players. I think they are already playing soccer for the last 2 seasons.
Look, they did this previous season before. We struggled a little bit this season. And I think it's just because we've struggled a little bit with volunteers at the moment. The plan is definitely next season. We're looking to reinstate a first grade female team. So, you know, any female players out there that wish to come, we definitely want to hear from you because our aim is guaranteed to have a girls' team again next year. And the juniors as well, we got females and boys across the board. We're looking on improving every year. We're improving. It's not an easy, you know, it's not easy to do what we're doing. But, you know, we've got goals, especially we want to make it to MPL. We need a successful females team. We need successful junior department. We're very happy with the seniors where they are, and we're now spending a lot of time and effort to get the juniors and the female team back on board because, you know, we got big plans for the club in the next couple of years, and we need them more than ever.
All right. Your aim for the next season?
So next season, definitely. I mean, you've seen the success that we've delivered this year. I think we would have finished second without the loss of points. We're definitely, by far, we consider ourselves to be the best team in the league. We only missed out by 2 points on otherwise finishing first had we not lost the points. So next season, we plan to be on top of the ladder. We plan to get promoted into MPL. And we plan to deliver not only a successful men's team, but again, like I said, juniors and female across the board. And we need to, and we want to, and we will.
Tell us a little bit more about the cooperation with other Albanian soccer clubs. By the end of the October, I think it's you're planning to organize the Albanian Cup. This is a traditional. You are one of the organizers. As a club, you're one of the organizers.
Look, we consider ourselves to be a leader in the football sort of leagues of Victoria for the Albanian communities. And, you know, it's all because of our hard work. And because of that, we want to bring together the various Albanian clubs. You know, we bring in, you know, the players and the from Dandenong Thunder, South Dandy, Heidelberg Eagles. We like to think that they're all our sister brother clubs. You know, we wish them every successes in their leagues. And at the end of October every year, we have an Albanian Cup. And it's not just the big teams, but it's teams of Albanians who want to put one together. Again, it's just to bring the community together. It's a weekend of football. And, you know, it's grown every year, and it's just to bring all the Albanian people together. It's like a bit of a festival for 3 days. We bring the music, kids entertainment, and again, we ask you to on the radio stations, we'll advertise shortly when the dates are exactly, but we like to bring the community together. It's a festival for us.
We won't keep you much longer. I know the celebration is still inside at the Manor Heights. We wish you all the best. Congratulations for all the successes which you've done for this season. And let the next season be much, much, much better than this one.
Thank you very much, Sonny. Thank you on behalf of the club. And thank you to SBS Radio and to yourself.